Hey friend, are you trying to plan a Disney World vacation, but you're not sure where to start? Do you wish you could head into your trip feeling prepared and confident with a plan that's right for your family and your budget? Hi, I'm Megan. At Dream Wish Plan, I help moms plan their dream Disney World vacation without the overwhelm. On this show, we'll walk through the Disney park basics so you'll understand all the things that Disney World has to offer. Talk about vacation planning strategy, and I'll give you tips and hacks that will put you way ahead of the pack so you can maximize the fun and minimize the stress. So grab a cup of coffee and your favorite notebook and get ready to create a plan to make some magical Disney memories. Hello friends, and welcome to the Dream Wish Plan podcast. The countdown to our next family Disney trip is on, and as I'm putting the finishing touches on our itinerary for the week, I thought I'd share a little bit of my process with you for what I do for our own family trips. Now, this is more the nitty-gritty double-checking and logistics stage of our plan. So this is after we've done those bigger steps of building our vacation foundation. We already know our budget, we've chosen our dates and our resort, and we know what type of park tickets we'll be working with. So now we're in the next step of my Design the Magic method, designing our dream itinerary. Now, I'll give a little caveat that I'm a planner. I do a lot of planning because I love it. Do you need to think about all these things in order to have a successful trip? No, but I do, and it does make our trips run more smoothly. And my family has absolutely no clue that I put this much thought and effort into planning our trips. They just show up and have fun and enjoy not having to wait in lines. And when I'm planning for my clients, I put the same level of thought and care into their trips too, because I love it and I want everyone to have a smooth and seamless vacation. So I think of all the details so they can just show up and enjoy. Okay, so the very first thing I'm thinking about is how I want this trip to feel. This is a little bit of a different trip for us because my husband will be at a conference. So there will be some days that he either won't be joining us at the parks at all, or he'll be joining us later in the day. Now, I love him dearly, but he can be a bit of a drill sergeant at Disney. He wants to go, go, go. He wants to be as efficient as possible. He wants to get as much done as possible. And while that can be good, it can also be exhausting and cause some stress. He has a harder time sitting and enjoying the atmosphere or spending some time shopping and strolling. So on this trip, we are going for a more laid-back and relaxed vibe. So knowing that, I'm going to make sure that we're leaving plenty of margin and not over-planning our days. We're not going to be there from rope drop to park close. So, what are some of the other things you'll want to consider when planning your itinerary? One thing I do the week before our trip is check the weather forecast. Don't get too wrapped up in the forecast, but having a general idea of what's expected is helpful. For example, if you have a water park day planned and it's the only day that's forecasted to have rain all day, you might want to have a backup plan for swapping it to another day. In addition to the weather forecast, I also take a look at an up-to-date crowd calendar. Again, this is not something to get too wrapped up in, but I want to see what the anticipated crowd level is going to be. Some parks are busier on certain days than others, and I want to make sure our plan lines up with that as much as possible to avoid the largest crowds. So this is a good time to review what parks we'll visit on which days. I'm also going to be checking park hours and any after-hours events that may be happening during our stay, because those things are going to help determine our plans and timing. Another thing I do is double check dining reservations. Are there any that we want to add, drop, or change? Do the reservations line up with where we're expecting to be at those times? I'm also evaluating at this point to make sure that we don't have too many table service meals booked. I love a sit-down meal, but they are time-consuming. And then you have one more thing that you need to get to on time, so there is a level of stress that can come with that. Now, you can make changes the day of, so if something happens, you can still modify your reservations. But I like to just give it a once-over the week before we travel. I'm also considering what time we want to arrive at the parks each day. Are we utilizing early entry? Are we going to take a midday break? Around what time do we think we're going to end each day? These are not set in stone. It's really important to remain flexible. But if you know you're going to have a late night one night, you may want to consider not doing early entry the next day. So having that laid out ahead of time is going to be helpful. I'd like to make sure I'm adding in enough rest time because I don't want everyone getting too tired and cranky. Another thing I'm thinking about is how are we getting around? How are we getting from the hotel to the park each day? Are we park hopping or visiting other resorts? This particular trip is a little different because we're actually not staying at an on-site Disney resort, but we're staying at the Drury Plaza, which is near Disney Springs. They do have shuttles to the parks, but they're not going to be as frequent as the on-site Disney resorts. So I need to make sure we're allowing enough time to get where we're going. We will get early entry by staying there if we choose to use it. And we'll also have a rental car that my husband will be using to get to his conference at Coronado Springs. So some days we might be riding with him, some days we might be using the shuttle, and some days we might decide to Uber to the parks or back to the resort in the evening. So I want to have a loose plan for those things ahead of time based on what we're doing that day. The next thing I want to think about are, what are everyone's must-do activities? This is something that I always ask each person before our trip. Are there any rides they want to make sure they go on? Are there any places they want to dine, snacks they have to try, characters they want to meet? I have each person choose just a couple things that are their must-dos for them, and I make sure I have a plan for when those things will happen. For this trip, some of our must-dos from our group are going to the Lego store at Disney Springs, doing the DuckTales scavenger hunt at Epcot, getting a drink at Rose and Crown at Epcot, getting a Fanta strawberry Dole Whip float at Magic Kingdom, and riding Tron. An important part of our planning is going to be, what days are we going to use Genie Plus, and what days are we going to be getting individual lightning lanes or virtual queues. I want to make sure I know that ahead of time so that I'm up and ready to get those things on the app in the mornings. It's also going to help determine our strategy for what time we need to be at the parks and what rides we will hit in what order. And this isn't itinerary related per se, but I'm also setting up my packing list, making sure I have appropriate items for the weather, including clothing choices for all of us and ponchos for all of us. It looks like we might get some rain during this visit, so I'm going to pack the ponchos for sure. I'm also thinking about what snacks I want to have available to bring with us, because I don't want anyone to be hungry. And this takes it to a whole nother level, but I've been looking at the menus of the places that we're going to be eating, and I've pretty much already decided what I think I'm going to order. I don't necessarily recommend that for you to do. I'm just letting you know that is a quirky thing that I do because I'm extreme. Okay, so hopefully this episode helps you to know what kinds of things you'll want to think about when you're preparing for your trip and laying out your plans for each day. If this sounded overwhelming to you and you're one of those people who just wants someone to think of all these things for you, you can work with me and I can handle the details for your trip. I'm not going to pack for you, but I can send you packing recommendations, help you choose what parks to visit on which day, give you dining recommendations, and secure your dining reservations for you. I can also help you understand Genie Plus and make sure you have a solid plan in place for your vacation. Just click the link in the show notes and we can start planning your dream trip together. Thanks so much for listening, and until next time, happy planning. If you enjoyed this episode, it would help me so much if you would take a minute to rate and review the show on iTunes. And if you still feel stuck and want my help designing your dream vacation, click the link in the show notes to book a one-on-one planning call with me. Thanks so much for listening, and until next time, happy planning.